In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
Noon lunchtime hour on 97.3 The Fan. Brayden Sir Prenant Show. Couple hours left. Obviously, main point of our show today is talking about Mike Shildt and what the Padres do at manager from here on out. I mean, they got to go hire a manager now. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Sir Prenant. This is the Brayden Sir Prenant Show. You can hear us every single day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We're leading into Gwynn and Chris. We're right after Ben and Woods. It's your first time hearing us. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. If you like more, if you like what you're hearing and you want more, you can follow us on social media at B_SURP. You can also follow us on our like us, favorite us, whatever it may be, wherever you get your podcasts. We're on every single podcast platform. I think our earlier hours have already been posted. You can listen to us on the Odyssey app.
Not yet, but they will be here in a couple minutes.
So yes, we have that as well. And then, of course, we are on YouTube. We're on 97 through the Fan. We also have our own YouTube page, like Ben and Woods do. Ours is at B_SURP. Subscribe to us. We really appreciate it. If you haven't done so already and you're watching on YouTube, give us a like on the YouTube video. It helps us out. It helps push out our show. We have 57 likes on there, 300 people watching. Let's boost the like button a little bit. We had somebody ask what a windsock was, Frank. What's a windsock?
Windsock would be someone who just kind of goes with the flow. Their ideas are basically whatever the most popular idea is. Mm-hmm. They don't really have any defined thoughts or feelings of their own. They just kind of go with whatever's being said.
They change their opinion based on what the public opinion is, mm-hmm. just so nobody gets mad. They don't really stick to an opinion. Whatever which way the wind is blowing, that's what they're talking about. So yes, that is a windsock. Do not be a windsock. Have a take, don't suck. Have an opinion on something. Put your name on it. Put your real name on it. Not your fake name, your real name. Tell the YouTube people out there. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. So we've talked about it from a local perspective. This is a very big story in sports right now. It's a very big story on a Monday. I mean, with everything else going on in college athletics, with the firings that happened yesterday, NFL coaches getting fired. I mean, all these coaches are getting fired. Mike Shildt retires today, which opens up now another managerial opening in Major League Baseball. There are now 8 teams that need a manager. You could have counted 9 with the Texas Rangers, but they just got one. 8 teams need a new manager. Padres are now one of them. We talked about it with Sam Levitt just moments ago. You could take this as a negative. You could take that. You could make excuses about this. You could say what you want, but these are facts. Since A.J. Preller has taken over as the general manager of the San Diego Padres in 2014, at the end of the season of 2014, he has had 5 managers. He is going to be hiring his 6th. That is a fact. Now, I agree with Sam in the sense of they're all different situations, and we'll get to that in a second. But that is a fact. The other fact, since Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. have become San Diego Padres, at least at the major league level, right? We know Fernando was in the minors for a little bit. But since they have become major league baseball players for the San Diego Padres in 2019, they have had 4 different managers, and they have yet to have a manager for longer than 2 seasons. That is also a fact. Now, here's the deal, okay? I will give A.J. Preller the benefit of the doubt. The last couple of managerial hires are a little bit different, okay? In 2015, when Bud Black was the manager, he was the guy that A.J. Preller inherited. They got off to a 500 start, and A.J. Preller made the move. Now, this is what I talked about when it was, you don't want to be a manager for a team that general manager gets fired. Even if they keep you, you're on the short list. You are a ticking time bomb. Any sign of adversity, your ass is gone. And so when A.J. Preller came in, Bud Black wasn't the guy he hired. He got sent out almost immediately. I mean, he lasted like a couple of, he lasted like 2 months? Like 60 games or something like that? Even that? I'm pretty sure they're like 34 and 35 or something like that when Bud Black got fired. Gone. Okay, makes sense. First managerial hire. He hires Andy Green. Now, Andy Green was always going to be a guy that kind of like bridged the gap. He was never going to be the guy that was going to win them a World Series. He was going to be the guy that just had to wear it as they rebuilt this particular roster. And then they went, right? So he gets fired. And in the process, right, so they have like Pat Murphy. Well, actually, Pat Murphy and Dave Roberts were the interims for the Bud Black era. But they fire Andy Green. Rod Barajas becomes the new manager, right, for a couple of days as an interim. And then it became the first real managerial hire for A.J. Preller for a contending team. Because at that point, it's signed, right? They have signed Manny Machado, and they had Fernando, and they had guys coming up, and it was time to bring in Jace Tingler, which I thought was a bad hire. From the get-go, it didn't make a lot of sense, right? So that's sort of the Jace Tingler era, right? Because Andy Green at the end there had Manny Machado and Fernando for that last year. He got fired. They were going to go to this next guy. This was the first big hire for A.J. Preller, was Jace Tingler. He lasted a shortened 2020 and 2021, and that was it. That was it. You knew that a new manager wasn't going to be able to handle this team. And then they hired Bob Melvin. So in reality, and this is the deal. I mean, like, Bud Black wasn't going to last very long. Andy Green was supposed to be the bridge gap of a lousy team. He had to wear it. And the opportunity was like, look, we're going to give you an opportunity to be a manager. The team's going to suck. You're not going to be very good. And we're going to get rid of you before we decide to be good. That was Andy Green. Jace Tingler, that was a swing and a miss. That was a bad hire from A.J. Preller from the get-go. Hiring the guy from Texas that he knew a lot. I mean, he was never going to get the job done. And the players didn't respect him. They liked him as a person. They didn't like him as a manager. First-time manager. That was a failure of a hire for A.J. Preller. Then he gets Bob Melvin. Now, whether it was him getting Bob Melvin or Peter Seiler getting Bob Melvin is 2 totally different things. Bob Melvin was a good hire. Bob Melvin got to the National League Championship Series. Bob Melvin, solid. Bob Melvin left at the end of 2023. Wasn't fired. Probably was a mutual parting of ways. Didn't sound like the Padres really liked the way it was going. Bob Melvin did not see eye to eye with A.J. Preller and a lot of different things. Bob Melvin was very much old school to the newer school that the Padres were dealing with. And A.J. Preller likes being hands-on. But Bob Melvin did a good job. Now, he was part of that collapse in 2023. I think a lot of that had to do with some of the players in that organization at the time. But he didn't get fired. He left. He went to San Francisco. So then they promoted Mike Shildt, or they hired him out of the front office. And Mike Shildt, I thought, has done a good job. I think all of these hires, I mean, even though he's had five different managers as the general manager of the San Diego Padres, I mean, honestly, there's only one that was kind of a swing and a miss in terms of a hire. He's hired four. One of them was going to be on a terrible team. That's a wash. Jace Tingler was a miss. Bob Melvin was fine. And Mike Shildt was good. And Mike Shildt retired. It's not like he did a bad job and they fired him. He went 90 games twice. So it's not as bad as what those are all facts. He has had now, he's going to be hiring his sixth manager. It's going to be his hiring of his fifth, but it's going to be the sixth manager that the Padres have had under A.J. Preller. It is going to be the fifth manager that Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. have had, and it is going to be yet another manager going away after just two seasons. It's hard to build camaraderie, consistency when you have this many changes. And the last time, I mean, we've been talking about this. I graduated college and started working at this station in 2017. I have seen now four different managers since I graduated college, since I started working for the Padres flagship station. I've seen four different managers. We've been through this so many times. I can't tell you how many press conferences we've covered. Which, by the way, we'll have a press conference tomorrow. A.J. Preller's going to talk about tomorrow at 10 o'clock, commercial-free, during our show, airing it live, talking about Mike Shildt retiring and where they go from here. I think it'll be part of his like end-of-the-season press conference, too. Maybe that's why they were waiting for this. That will be tomorrow at 10 in the morning. Got to hear what he's got to say. We'll be airing that live, commercial-free, tomorrow at 10 in the morning during our show. But as much as we sit there and go like, hey, look, he's had all these managers. I mean, some of them, I agree with Sam. Like, there's some extenuating circumstances for some of these managerial hires. And so now you got another one. I can't blame all of this on A.J. Preller. There was a couple of things that have been said now in the national media. Kevin Acey, and we're going to get to this in a second. Kevin Acey said something very interesting on Foul Territory today when discussing Mike Shildt and why he retired, or maybe why he retired, and what might be maybe a warning sign for the next manager of the San Diego Padres. What did Kevin Acey say on Foul Territory? We'll get to it when we come back on the Brayton Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to get to our sports thread in just a little bit. We're going to try to do that maybe in the 1 o'clock hour, the beginning of the 1 o'clock hour. We'll see how we can put this together. But we got a lot to talk about when it comes to Mike Schilt not being the manager of the Padres anymore. He retired. We're talking about candidates and everything like that. We're going to get more information on AJ Preller tomorrow when he meets with the media. We will be airing that press conference live on 97 through the Fan and on the YouTube pages tomorrow at 10 in the morning, 10 a.m. Set your reminders, your calendars, whatever you want to do to know that we will be airing and hosting it commercial free in the 10 a.m. hour tomorrow, the AJ Preller press conference. If you want to join the show today, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973 is the phone line. Who would you like to see become the Padres manager? We put a poll out there. 266 votes in our poll on YouTube. Who would you like to see as the new Padres manager? 49% of you have said Ruben Niebla. 22% of you have said Benji Gill. 16% Yadi Molina. 12% have said Mark DeRosa. If there's anybody else you would like, I see a lot of people putting Albert Pujols' name. You can throw it in the YouTube chat. Or you can give us a call, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Okay, couple of things. We haven't heard yet, but we're going to, right now, some of the national takes of Mike Schilt retiring as the manager of the San Diego Padres. Now, it is probably one of the bigger stories in sports going on today. Kevin Acey of the San Diego Union-Tribune joined Foul Territory earlier today to discuss Mike Schilt retiring. And they asked him about some reasons why, and here is one of the reasons why Kevin Acey believes that Schilt did in fact retire, and what it means potentially for the next candidate that might be the next San Diego Padres manager. Here's Kevin Acey on Foul Territory.
What is your reaction to this news when you found out about it?
Be careful how I answer that. I wasn't entirely shocked. Look, there's always many layers to a story, but I want to make sure that I make it clear that I believe it is 100% true. The things that Mike said, he seemed weary. He seemed, I don't know if burnt out was something that I would have said before, but now it certainly makes sense. It's a demanding job. I have never covered a baseball manager who lives the every single game the way that Mike Schilt does. And, you know, working for AJ Preller is, and I'm not saying that it's not demanding to work in any organization and have one of these 30 jobs. But working for AJ Preller is demanding. There's a lot of pressure. And so I want to make clear that, like, if I believe that Mike is telling the absolute truth about this had worn him down. So that's where we're at.
Worn him down being the manager of the San Diego Padres. It's a lot of interesting comments right there from Kevin Acey, Frank.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, being a manager of a Major League Baseball team is going to wear you down. But under AJ Preller, who's so just in and out, there's so much stuff going on. I could see it being a little bit more tiring under AJ.
Yeah, I could see the burnout. Again, it did mention, like, he retired as a Padres manager. Is he retiring from being a manager in general? I mean, from what we've been told, it sounds like he's kind of done with a lot of different things of being a manager, like what it takes, like with fan reaction and answering the media every day and, you know, the grind of being a major league manager. And that could be part of the deal. Other reactions throughout Major League Baseball. Let's talk about what Jake Peavy said on MLB Network earlier today, reacting to the news that Mike Schilt has retired.
General thoughts on this happening?
Yeah, surprised by it, because what I saw him do is take a team that felt like they were sort of afloat over the last 2 years,
yeah,
and galvanize them and bring them together.
Absolutely.
They played some really good baseball. And look, they had some injuries down the stretch. Obviously, they lost Jason Adam and Laureano in the postseason, hurt them a little bit. But I thought he did a really nice job. A lot of big personalities there. They didn't hit a lot of home runs, yet they still won games. And so I thought he did an excellent job. Now, remember, he was in St. Louis previously. And one of the word on the street then was that there was a little bit of a clash with the analytics, with the front office and everything else. So my initial thought went to, I'm shocked by this, but I wonder, does this mean that there was something that wasn't working relationally in between the front office and himself?
Okay, and Jake, a former outstanding pitcher with the Padres. Now you're still with the Padres, but what can you tell us?
Well, I'll tell you, he did a fabulous job during his time there. He got really close with Peter Seidler as a special assistant and really understood the Padres of who they were and what they were about, what they needed. He brought that to San Diego and, again, delivered winning as he did in St. Louis. I do think Joe Maddon is on to something when he talks about how R&D and new school analytics match up with such an old school, fundamentally based guy. It makes for tough conversations at times for you to jive. And I know there is probably some of that going on.
He didn't seem to in his actual managing. He didn't seem like
he's
some
an incredible,
dinosaur.
He's an incredible manager.
Yeah.
And for that baseball ops staff, they give the manager free reign. And Schilte's making the lineup and making the moves. And you just heard Joe Maddon. He makes incredible game management moves in that. And from what I know and what I did see, I thought he did a fabulous job and had this team poised and ready to win. Yeah. He will find himself on his feet and get even another opportunity.
We'll see if he decides to manage again. I mean, do you think this is the end of Mike Schilt managing Major League Baseball, Frank?
No, I don't think so he's going to find something else. If he needs to take a year or so off, I could see that, but I don't think he's... How old is he?
57.
Yes, he still has... I mean, if he wants to, he theoretically still has plenty left in the tank in order to go out there and manage again.
And I think he
theoretically
might. If he decides to, if he gets hired by another organization this year, are you upset with Mike Schilt?
I mean, that screams that we need, that there was something bigger at play.
It's true.
That's what that screams.
I mean,
that would be exactly what Don Mattingly did. He retired as manager of the Marlins, and then said he wanted to spend time with his family, said that he needed to relax a little bit, and he's getting older, this, that, and the other thing, and then takes a job as the bench coach in Toronto that same offseason, like a month later. That was the signal that there's something going on in the Marlins organization, which would be the same thing here. If he takes another job immediately, That's a sign that there's something going on.
What if he takes a Giants job? Could you imagine?
As the legendary Yogi Berra once said, it'd be deja vu all over again.
You know, I just would look over to that dugout and wish if I was managing that team over there. That does the same speech that Bob Melvin does.
Word for word, too. That
exactly.
Would be interesting.
I don't see that being the case. I could see Mike Schilt taking a year off, maybe two, and then being like, this is boring, being retired. I need to get back into baseball. I mean, yep. I think it's difficult for people that have done that their whole lives, right? I mean, he's been in baseball for 34 years. He's 57.
Yeah, it's been a long
time. It's a long time. And, you know, it might seem like you need a break, and sometimes you do need a break. And then after the break, it's like, you get hungry for it, or you know, spring training rolls around and you're not going to Arizona, you're not going to Florida, and you watch games on TV and you go like, I want to be back in this conversation. I think that could be something that Mike Schilt does.
Jay Ryan, MCG in the chat, what are the so blatantly obvious signs that this retirement was forced upon him?
I would love to know.
I would really want to know what those blatantly obvious signs are. If you could enlighten us in the chat instead of just making blanket statements and then disappearing.
That's right. Somebody in the chat goes, no media personnel have access to Manny to get a statement. You wonder why the media asked him the questions he did. They did after they got eliminated.
Exactly.
They're not going to see Manny until spring training.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt he's at the press conference tomorrow. I'd be shocked if he was. So a lot of interesting things are going to be said at this press conference tomorrow, Frank. A lot of interesting things.
Yeah.
But again, it's AJ Preller. He doesn't really tell us much.
And especially for a combined, hey, we need a new manager and end of season deal. It's going to be an interesting one, and that's going to be going on right as our show starts tomorrow. So we will have full coverage of that, commercial free, as Braden said.
That is right.
Right from the very top of our show tomorrow.
We could probably tell you everything that AJ's going to say right now.
No, because then that would mean no one's going to listen in.
He didn't say anything. 833-288-973, 833-288-973. When we come back, Frank and I are going to discuss what the Padres manager needs to be. And maybe we could start throwing around some ideas of the future. We talked a lot about like what this means for the Padres, plus we'll get some more national reaction when we come back on the Brayden Soprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
To the fam. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Soprenant. Big show today, just strictly on Mike Schilt retiring as the Padres manager, which starts listing to a point of, like, who takes over now as manager of the San Diego Padres. Are they going to hire from within? Are they going to hire outside? First-time manager, veteran manager. I mean, I don't really like necessarily some of the candidates that Jeff Sanders put on a list. This is like first edition, right? But there are 8 teams now that need a manager in Major League Baseball. The Padres' job is the best one out of the group. Giants need one. They're the lone team to finish the 2025 season with a .500 record. The rest of the teams are below. Giants, Rockies, Nationals, Twins, Angels, Orioles, and Braves all finished well below .500. The only other team that was needing a manager was the Texas Rangers, and they have hired Skip Schumacher. Preller's going to get the best candidates to hire. So some internal options for you. And we're going to talk about this in a second. But before, here's the deal. Before we talk about the names of potential candidates, I think you have to kind of build what you would want the perfect manager to be for the San Diego Padres. To me, it needs to be somebody that the Padres players and their studs respect as an individual. So maybe that's a former player. Maybe that's a former player. I think it needs to be somebody that has managed before. I don't think you could just throw a Jace Tingler at this team and expect it to be positive. I don't think you could throw a Ryan Flaherty at this team and expect it to be positive. So I think he has to have some experience. But at the same time, like, you kind of want somebody a little bit younger. I mean, a lot of these older managers can't relate to the current players or what they're trying to do or accomplish. It's just a different animal. So to me, those are kind of the main things that I'd like to see in a new manager for the San Diego Padres. I think if it's a former player that they respect, I think you could get away with it with that particular person not being a manager before. But I do think if that's the case, they got to have a good coaching staff around them. And the players to me, like the former players to me that I think would be respected by this clubhouse that could be a manager, guys like Yadier Molina, guys like Albert Pujols, guys like Mark DeRosa. I mean, those are the players to me that could be a manager of this Padres team. But those are the only three guys that I would list as guys that don't have Major League Baseball managerial experience that I wouldn't mind the Padres hiring. The other one is hiring within, which would be like Ruben Niebla. I think you can throw out the managerial experience card if you bring in a guy like Ruben Niebla, because he's already part of the organization. That's how I would build it out. Frank, you got to find a manager for the Padres. What are the criteria you would like to see to get this team from a 90-win team now over the last 2 years to a team that can win a National League pennant? What is the manager you're looking to hire?
Experience, especially postseason experience. There were two names that I saw on the MLB.com. There was an MLB.com list of who's available, who just left jobs, who got fired over the course of the season. There were two names that stuck out to me as veteran managers who not only have postseason experience, but managers that have won rings. That would be Brian Snitker, former manager of the Braves, and Davey Martinez, former manager of the Washington Nationals. Now, you may quip and say, oh, the Washington Nationals, they stink. Right, they have no one. But Davey Martinez has won a World Series with the Washington Nationals. Brian Snitker, for everything that went wrong with the Braves this year, as far as injuries plaguing the worst possible players at the worst possible times for their success, Brian Snitker is a very good manager. And for me being in the position that I'm in working here, I've been able to go into the Braves clubhouse while they're here and string for Atlanta Radio to get them Brian Snitker sound. Snitker is a very, very good, very, very upfront and very real manager. He's not going to sugarcoat anything. If the team plays bad, they're going to play. He's going to tell you. I would like either one of those two to come in and manage this team. As far as Ruben Niebla is concerned, I believe that is the one and only case of first-time manager that would be acceptable, because he's been here, he's been in the organization, he knows these players, and they know him, and they know what he's going to try to do. That could also be a reason to kind of say, maybe not with him, because if you're looking for different voices, if you're looking for a different way of leading the team, hiring somebody from within is not the way you want to go with that. So I think the fact that he's been here works for and against Ruben Niebla. I think the best option would be to manage from outside to hire somebody from outside that has experience in the postseason, that has experience, that has pedigree with managing good teams and getting success. And I believe those two guys fit the bill for this team.
You said Snicker and who?
Snicker and Davey Martinez.
Davey Martinez.
Who got fired from Washington.
I don't like Brian Snicker as a manager of this team. Because of, like, I mean, there's always, there's there they was having issues with Acuna and stuff like that. And you know, I don't want to, you know what, I just don't think it would work here. Plus, he's not leaving Atlanta.
No, I know
he's going to be part of Atlanta for
I know he's
a long
time. Already accepted a job in their front office, but that hasn't stopped former managers before.
Right. So. I just don't think he's going to. Dave Martinez is okay. I think he's an okay hire. I like Martinez. I mean, he won with less.
Yeah.
In Washington, I mean, what would it be like if he actually had resources and everything like that?
Soto, Strasburg, Scherzer was on that team. So, I mean, he's won. He has
he's
won,
won with
World
major
Series.
Personalities, too. Yes. I mean, he's got to, he had to deal with Juan Soto, and as you mentioned, and Max Scherzer and all of that stuff. So, those are all players that are equivalent to some of the guys that the Padres have right now. So I think you need to have, but you have to have somebody that they respect. You have to have somebody that they respect. And the thing is, it's like people hear the experience thing and everybody starts talking about Bruce Bochy ain't coming back. First of all, that's not the case. Second of all, he hasn't been able to relate to the younger players. I got that from a lot of people that cover the Texas Rangers. You know, they had a lot of cliques in the clubhouse because they had the young guys that were getting tired of Bochy running out, guys like Marcus Semien every day who was playing hurt and didn't understand when Marcus Semien was playing all the time. I mean, there was a lot of rifts in the clubhouse in Texas. I mean, eventually, like, these guys aren't going to be there all the time. To me, Bochy's done managing Major League Baseball, in my opinion. He's 70 years old. He lives in Nashville now. Go enjoy his life. But I see a lot of, like, you go through some of the candidates that Jeff Sanders put out, like A.J. Ellis, right? Internal option. A.J. Ellis has been with the Padres organization for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. Clayton Kershaw's former personal catcher has spent the entirety of his post-playing career with the Padres, latching on to the front office after playing his last season with the Padres in 2018. Latest role was a special assistant to the Major League staff and baseball ops, allowing him to interact with both the big league team and the minors. I don't know how I feel about it. Like, if A.J. Ellis, I go through some of these names, right? Mm-hmm. A.J. Ellis gets announced as the Padres manager tomorrow. Are you excited about it?
I don't know if I'm excited.
Are you excited about it? Are you sitting there going, like, that's the guy that's going to get us to the World Series? Is that your reaction?
I don't know if I would be excited about it. I would be content with it. I'd be like, okay, we can.
You don't want to be content anymore, though. You want to be the team that makes it to the top level. You want to be the team, like the email that John Seidler sent out. Just making the playoffs isn't good enough for us anymore. We want to win a World Series. So you got to be thinking, is this guy you're 100% confident in can take you to the World Series? A.J. Ellis, yes or no?
No.
No, absolutely not. I'm sure he could be a great manager. He's not the guy. Brian Esposito, former catcher, reached the majors. He's 46 years old, managed at different levels in the Pirates system before joining the Padres staff in 2022. Schilt's catching coach, game strategy assistant before assuming the bench coach duty in 2025. Don't mind it.
Yeah, but again, if you're looking for a completely different organizational look...
I don't think they need something completely different.
Well, no, I mean, I don't mean a... I mean like a managing style, like a different way of doing things, having a different voice and not just have the same voice coming from a different person. If that's what you're looking for, then... I mean, it doesn't really matter whether or not Esposito or Niebla are qualified to do it. If that's not what you're looking for, then it makes no sense to hire from within.
I think they're gonna. I think they can hire from within because I think you can make the minor adjustments while keeping the status of what you like about the organization intact. I mean, it's not like the Padres have been a losing organization
no.
the last 6 years.
No.
They've been a winning organization. They've been in the playoffs four of the last 6 years. They've won 90 games each of the last 2 years. You don't want that to change too much. And maybe, because there's a lot of times where you have coaches that are part of the staff that don't 100% agree eye to eye and will change and do a couple of different things. Not every one of the coaches that coach for Mike Schilt do exactly, like, think exactly like Mike Schilt.
And again, this was another thing that would lead to hiring from within being somewhat acceptable, would be that this was not a firing. This was not a firing due to poor performance. This was a retirement after back-to-back 90-win seasons, something that this team cannot say they've done too many times in their franchise history. So that's one reason why you would be okay with hiring from within in this particular instance.
Brian Esposito gets hired tomorrow. Are you excited about the Padres winning a World Series?
No.
No. Mark Loretta, great Padre. Current special assistant to Padres CEO Eric Grubner, former Padres second baseman, bench coach of the Cubs in 2019, joined the Padres front office in 2022. 15-year career included pairing a .335 batting average, .886 OPS, 16 homers as a first-time All-Star with the Padres in 2004. Mark Loretta gets announced as the Padres manager tomorrow. Do you think you're winning a World Series?
No.
I don't think so either. I think Mark Loretta's a great guy. I think Mark Loretta's doing a great job being part of the organization. It's great. He's not the guy you're looking for. Out of all the internal candidates, I think it comes down to two that are interesting. One is Ruben Niebla. Mm-hmm. He's here. He's a pitching coach. There's a chance that you will lose him if you don't hire him to be the head coach, or the manager of the San Diego Padres. He was next kind of in line to get a managerial opportunity. I think you can run it back with Ruben Niebla, make a couple adjustments on some things. I think you could be okay with it. I think that would be the safe play for the Padres, would be Ruben Niebla. I could get a little excited about Ruben Niebla getting an opportunity to be a manager. I can. Out of the internal candidates, he's one. The other one is interesting is Scott Servais. Special assistant in baseball operations and player development. Didn't realize he was. Service spent the 2025 season behind the scenes with the Padres after he was fired by the Mariners in 2024. Mm-hmm. Went .680 and .642, but made the playoffs just once in 9 years in Seattle. Service was on the Padres' radar when they hired Green for the 2016 season and the Rangers' senior director of player personnel when Preller was in the Texas front office. There's the connection you need. There it is. I think Scott Servais, again, would be a safe choice. I don't think it'd be a terrible choice. He's been there. He's done that. Only made the playoffs one time. A lot of those Mariners teams were okay. They weren't like the Mariners team that they have now. And I think at that point, it was like he'd been here long enough in Seattle. It's time for a little bit of a change. Maybe a change of scenery. I think it would be a safe play. But I don't necessarily think it would be a move that gets you excited about winning a World Series, Frank.
No. And again, I feel as though you're going to find out a lot about the Padres and what their plan, what they see and value in this team by what they decide to do. Whether or not they think they just need a voice and philosophy change, or whether or not they just need to continue on what they're doing right now. If they feel as though they need to just continue on, it'll be a hire from within, and I think Ruben Niebla, if you feel as though he's going to leave, if you think he's going to leave, Niebla is the obvious choice. If you think you need a new voice, if you think you need a new way of doing things, it's hiring from outside.
External options.
Yes.
Rocco Baldelli is on this list. Former top prospect who went on a pose. He's 44 years old. He was fired after a 70-92 season after his seventh year as Minnesota's manager. Went 5-05 and 5-11, won as many as 101 games in 2019, took the Twins to the postseason three times. Eh. I feel like the Padres could do better than Rocco Baldelli.
I agree.
Ryan Flaherty is going to be named a lot because of his time spent here in the Padres organization and his connection to Manny Machado. Big leaguer for 8 years. Began his post-playing career as an advanced scout and development coach with the Padres, advanced as high as a bench coach under Bob Melvin, interviewed for the job, and ultimately went to Schilt in 2024. Flaherty has spent the last two seasons as Craig Counsell's bench coach with the Cubs. No thank you. He'd be a first-time manager.
And again, just because you have a connection with Manny doesn't mean that you are going to, one, be a good hire, or two, be a hire in the first place. You know who else has a very good connection with Manny that would probably fit pretty well here? Buck Showalter. Yeah, Buck Showalter is also in his mid-70s. He's not going to be a manager.
No, thank you. I'll pass on Flaherty.
Just because you have a connection to Manny does not mean that you are in the conversation to be a manager here.
They list Nick Hundley as a potential deal. It sounds like he's really high up to potentially be hired as the Giants manager.
First-time manager,
but it's a first-time manager. I know he's a Padres former catcher. First-time manager. No thanks. Brandon Hyde, fired in 2025, a disappointing 15-28 start in Baltimore. 52-year-old, ultimately went 421 and 492 in 7 years in Baltimore, winning the AL East once with 101 season in 2023 and going 91 and 71 in 2024. They have not won a playoff game under Hyde. No thanks.
I mean, for Hyde, you can make the argument of young roster, couldn't handle a young roster. This is a more mature veteran roster. You can make that argument. Won the division. They severely underachieved this year. You can make the argument. You can make the case that he could come here.
These next two are kind of interesting. Albert Pujols is not a guy that has done it before. He began serving a 10-year, $10 million personal service contract.
Artie Moreno will write him a blank check to manage the Angels.
Right, but that doesn't mean he will. If you're Albert Pujols, you get offered a job to manage the Angels or manage the Padres, who would you rather manage? I would take less money to manage the Padres.
But he also has no link here. He played more than half of his career in Anaheim.
What does that mean? Would you want to jump on a sinking ship? Seriously. I mean, what? So you manage them for 3 years, they suck, and he gets fired? Yeah. I mean, like, who would you rather manage? The Angels or the Padres? Who gives a bleep if he played there or not? I'm just saying, like,
I'm saying that also means that he's built a connection with Artie Moreno. It'll probably be a little bit easier for Moreno to bring him in and convince him than it will be for the Padres to do that.
I don't think so. You want convincing? Here's Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado, and we're a team that's won 90 games the last 2 years.
It's because you have here all the Angels. Pieces doesn't mean you know what
here,
to do with
here
them.
Here are the Angels, who have been a circus since 2000. Two, when they won a World Series, and we have failed to get Mike Trout more than 3 at bats in a postseason, and Albert Pujols knows that firsthand because he was on those teams. Who would you rather manage? I mean, like, just because you have a connection, he's like, how much of a circus that place is. But to me, is he a guy that you would want to have as a manager of the Padres in the first year? You would have to find a way to buy him out, by the way, too, because you would have to pay for him to leave Anaheim because he's still under contract with the Angels.
Yeah, that would also mean no.
You have to pay for him. So you'd have to buy him out of his contract to do it.
No shot. Sorry. As much as I like Albert Pujols, I thought he was a fantastic player. No shot.
I'd rather have Yadier Molina, to be honest with you.
Yes. If you're going to go outside for a first-time manager, Yadier Molina is the only option that you have for a first-time manager outside of the organization. He is the only option. He is a guy that is going to demand respect the instant that he gets in there. And he's also old enough to where superstar players like Manny, like Fernando, are still young to him. So it's not like an age difference thing either. I think they will fall in line under Yadier Molina if they decide to go that way.
One more name on this list. We'll talk about it when we come back. Plus, we got to get to today's sports thread and then more conversation about Mike Schilt retiring as manager of the San Diego Padres. Final hour of the Braden Soprano Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Soprano Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97 through the Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at @B_SURP, @BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at @B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at @B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.